as enjoyable as four straight green lights on Hickman. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Woo! So a good chunk of my afternoon yesterday was spent Googling, is there a Ritz peanut butter cracker shortage?
Oh. Have you not been able to find them?
I can't find them anywhere right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? Oh, I don't ask for much in life.
I know.
You know I don't.
I know.
Okay? But I like them because they're convenient.
Yep.
And they're not messy. Obviously, I could make these at home, get a box of Ritz and make them. But then you put them in baggies and they get messy when you...
Yep.
And I don't like dirty eating. You know that.
Yeah. Right, I mean, you did make your own peanut butter crackers for a very long time.
I know, but they were always a mess, and just got on my nerves.
So this is convenient. It's quick. It's easy. Grab and go. And now you can't find them?
My wife, Kristen, has stopped several places. I've gone to some go-to places that I always think they have them. Can't find them anywhere.
Oh, gosh.
Google it.
Yeah.
There's no other one else in America complaining about this.
Just you.
I am on my own.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know now you're going to probably get boxes and boxes of these from people who know that you're looking for them.
Why do you think I brought this up?
Right. Ken is a man in need.
If you work in a store and you got peanut butter Ritz crackers, please call me so I can stop by today.
And it's important that it's the peanut butter Ritz, not like the knockoff.
Yeah, I don't like the other kinds for some reason. Okay. They're okay. I like the. I don't know. It's the Ritz cracker.
The Ritz cracker. Sure. Well, those are
the peanut butter.
There's plenty of ones with the cheese filling.
Yes.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Which
I was just looking.
Me.
They're in stock everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I see this now. I did this searching on my phone.
This surprises me because it's not like kids can bring these as a snack. You know, you can't bring the high allergy things to school or with you. So you're who else is eating these besides you and
toddlers?
Well,
that's the thing. Kristen has said it's my fault that I ate out the whole city.
I think you did.
Maybe.
Because no one else was buying them before this.
Well, I found your Ritz bits.
Yeah, I know. I saw
them. No, it's not the same.
It's not.
Yeah, look at this. Temporarily out of stock.
What is that about?
I don't know, but I'm trying.
It is everywhere.
I never realized how quick it was going to be easy. It was going to win favor with you. I will find you these crackers.
I think I was actually being really ridiculous over the weekend. I was like, I wonder how far out of town I would have to travel to get them.
All right, extending range to 100 miles.
It's so... Okay.
Ken, where are you? Omaha.
Sherry in Afton. What is it, Sherry?
Campbell's Chicken Gumbo Soup. It has literally been missing since March.
Yes, and that's a good soup. I enjoy that as well. The Campbell's, the chicken gumbo.
It's
a good
one. It's a good one.
And there's no generic version of it. You cannot find anything like it.
I've noticed in general, the soup shelves have been a little in short supply.
True.
Yes, because I was even looking for they always have like I think it was a cream of mushroom or it was a cream of chicken. Those are always in stock,
right? Because everybody cooks with them.
I was having a hard time finding the cream of chicken.
Yeah, it's insanity. As a matter of fact, like 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine put on like her TikTok story. I found four cans of chicken gumbo soup.
That's it. I got to go on TikTok.
Let's make that happen.
I need to rub this in the faces of all my friends.
When you find happiness, you have to do that.
That's true.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Sherry. Have a great day. Take care.
Free music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.